Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship, we're working our way through the second epistle of John, and he's written a letter to a lady who's opened her home for the local church to meet in, and he has sent many words of encouragement to her, how he greatly rejoiced in the fact that her children were walking in truth, and also that the love that she had for the Lord and things of that nature. And last week we touched on verse 7 that said, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." And so he gives a word of warning to her, said, "Watch out. There are going to be some that are going to show up at your house, and they're going to be false deceivers. They're going to try to teach things that are false. They're not in line with the Word of God. So be watching out." And then he adds this in verse 8, "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Christian, I think this is one of the most clear warnings that we find in the New Testament, that as a Christian, it's possible to lose. It's possible to lose in this life. Losing because we are not watching. We're not being careful. You know, when your favorite team loses, it's always, you know, disappointing. Some people go into mourning for long periods of time. Some people can handle it pretty well. They bounce right back up in support of their team. And, you know, I've known different people through the years that you just know don't say anything to them. You just don't say anything to them because their team lost yesterday, you know. And then other people you can joke around with and cut up with. Scott's one of those guys. His team lost yesterday, but he bounced back today. And he's not in mourning. He didn't wear black today. And he's doing really well. But there are other people, you just have to be very sensitive and just say, you know, I'm not going to say anything about their team. They're liable to bite my head off or shoot me or something of that nature. But in the Christian walk, you need to be aware of something. It's possible for you to lose if you're not watching. And that's the warning that's given. These false teachers can worm their way into your heart. And you can lose because you allowed them to do that because you were not watching. You weren't being careful. You weren't being discerning. You were not taking the moment to weigh, all right, what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they pushing? We as Christians have to be conscious of that. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a what? A full reward. That's the promise of God. That there are rewards for believers that are faithful to God. And you don't want to lose on the full reward. Can you imagine how wonderful a full reward is going to be from the hand of the Lord? I cannot imagine. I have no way in this world to frame what a full reward looks like. But I want to tell you something. If you're not careful in this life, and you don't watch in this life, and you're careless in this life, you will lose out when we get to heaven on a full reward. God wants to give that to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. But we've got to be watching where? Down here. We've got to be watching down here. And so in this letter to this wonderful lady and to her children, he says, be careful. Look to yourself. Always be watching for those that would take away your full reward because you're not watching. You're not looking. May God help us to be watchful believers. Amen. Especially in the times in which we live because the deceivers are out 100-fold seeking to destroy. And we want the full reward. Amen. So let's be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ.